If you mention the name Joseph Camaro to fans of Kenyan music, they will probably think of songs like this. This song is called Gathoni, recorded by Camaro and his band decades ago. Camaro was one of Kenya's most famous 20th century musicians. He passed away in 2018 and is known for songs with jangling guitar, galloping beats, and wry, soulful lyrics. But these days, another Joseph Camaro is making a name in Kenya's music scene. The younger Camaro is the grandson of the elder superstar, yet his music sounds very different. This song is called Opaque, a track from one of the younger Camaro's latest albums, Opaquer. To some listeners, this may hardly sound like music at all, but ambient music, as it's called, is a genre with a global following. And Camaro, whose stage name is KMRU, is part of a small but growing group of East African musicians making ambient tunes.
Ambient music is more relatable to like surrounding or like the environment. There's no like beat with drums or like acoustic instruments. It's more of like the surrounding sounds. So for example, if I go outside, I can hear like a bird chirp, and maybe the bird like chirping has like rhythm in it, and I can use like that rhythm. Or like different objects outside have their own rhythms or like patterns, which now for my music I use that as instruments and like build something which is a bit musical to listen to.
Camaro makes his music by capturing natural sounds, and he points his microphone at just about anything. Drops of water, a squealing baby, airport's intercom announcements. Camaro edits and mixes all these sounds with electronic tones on a computer to produce songs.
When I'm with my recorder outside, when I hit record, it's like I'm already in the studio composing.
Camaro didn't begin with ambient music. His musical roots are in his grandfather's songs, like this one called Charyaungi.
I bought like my first guitar, I think in 2012, and my direction of music was mostly like playing the guitar, the acoustic guitar, and also like from my grandfather's background, I used to go to his home and jam with him and play along together on some of his songs. He taught me like some basic chords.
But about 5 years ago, while studying music technology at university, Camaro discovered electronic music. He's since performed festivals and concerts around the world, but he says his art is best enjoyed in more intimate environments.
The best context to like listen to like this kind of music, experimental, ambient, electroacoustic music. Lately, I've been like diving more into like installation spaces where people can experience like different projects in like physical spaces or like art galleries or like museums, where it's more of like a sound sculpture or like a sound piece.
Camaro says he knows around 20 other ambient musicians in Kenya, but he admits it's not for everyone. Even his grandfather wasn't a fan of electronic music. Still, grandfather and grandson had hoped to record some songs together. Sadly, that never happened, but the younger Camaro is now working to archive and reissue his grandfather's songs. And while digging through the old records, he made a surprising discovery.
I came across like this record called Superior Japan, where he had traveled to Japan with like the president, and before the record starts you can hear like the aircraft like taking off and everything.
Hearing these sounds, he realized there was a connection between his ambient music and his grandfather's rock music after all.
And this is like something which I related to because I saw the connection he had also with the environment. Doing this project and listening to his words now, I think it connects.
But he says the most important thing he learns from his grandfather has nothing to do with style or technique at all.
I learned so much, for example, of just being honest, and it's more of like not the practical side of like composition, but like knowing myself as an artist, and yeah.
And that's a lesson for any musician, no matter what instrument they play. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Washington.